I mean, certainly not with the extra days. It's not the same, but it's an even playing field. You know, both teams are working on a short week, and both teams have to deal with it. But you're missing quite a few days there to put in more, to watch more film, get more rest, all those things. But, you know, both teams dealing with it.
You guys avoid a trap game?
What's
that?
How
do you avoid the trap?
I mean, we don't even talk like that around here, and that's not even kind of the way we think. Not the type of group that we have. I mean, we do such a great job, I think, of kind of even just living week to week. And this week it's a short week, and guys immediately, right after the game, knew what we had at hand. And division game, on the road, I mean, there's too many things at stake here for us to even talk like that. So,
Alex, earlier Travis Kelce said that Jamal's the best back in the NFL. How much easier does he make your job?
As a quarterback, anytime you can run the ball and have the balance that we've had this year, no question, it makes life easier in the pass game. I mean, that's what you want. I mean, you want to have that balance. You want them to have them worried about the run, thinking about that stuff, getting favorable matchups on the outside, favorable matchups on the inside as well. So, and vice versa. But I think that balance is important, and no question. I'm a guy like Jamal back there. I mean, does that.
You think he's the best? Do you agree with that?
I'm not going to get into comparing. And it's certainly that to argue the other way. I mean, who is better? It's tough to make that argument. I think we like him here, that's for sure.
So Alex, why have you guys been able to run the ball in the red zone so well this year, particularly on Sunday? And, a lot of teams are having trouble doing that. You guys have done pretty well with that all year. And don't tell me execution.
To sum it up, though, I mean, a little bit, yeah, got coaches putting good plans together, seeing things, and then, guys going down there and being physical and taking that on and the mindset that we are going to run the football and then our backs running the ball well. Those things, I don't think there's a magic secret to it. It's good plans, and it's going out there and playing well.
Nothing against the blockers. There were some nice blocks thrown on some of those runs the other day. But how much of it is the back and how he runs down there?
A combination of both. I mean, sometimes our backs do such a great job of just making guys miss. Jamal had quite a few on Sunday. When you look at, there's free hats in the hole, and those guys just can't make the play. And he does. So, sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's those guys don't open up the hole, and our back's just hitting it.
How much better has the line gotten this year for you guys, offensive line?
I mean, I think the entire season, especially week to week, those guys have just continued to grow. New faces early on in the year, and those guys have really kind of come together and gelled. I think us as an offense is kind of with them that has grown with that, especially in the balance, being able to run the ball the way we have out of a bunch of different looks, a bunch of different personnels. Keeping defense on their heels, has really helped us.
Only 16 pass attempts last week. Did Andy Reid kind of get a little nervous about that?
Probably. He didn't say anything to me, though, and that was strange for me as well. One of those games, though. I mean, we were so efficient in the run game and inefficient per play. I mean, you look at the yards per play, it was a strange game. Then we only have 40-some plays, really, before the kneel downs. It's a strange kind of the way it went there in the second half.